As for our sermon this morning, our gospel reading from Luke 14, especially these words. Jesus said, "When you give a dinner or a banquet, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return and you be repaid. When you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you. You will be repaid at the resurrection of the just." So far our text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus has some unusual ways of thinking, doesn't he? To these Pharisees, Jesus comes to their dinner party. You can imagine it, all of the intellectual elites of the day were there, all of the important Pharisees, all of the important leaders, all of them gathered together along with Jesus, and they're all watching Jesus carefully for all the wrong reasons. They should watch him carefully to see how he would have mercy and grace and show forth God's love. They should watch him carefully because Jesus is full of mercy. He shows them how to be and how to live. They should watch Jesus carefully because he is true God. And yet they're watching him carefully, waiting for him to do something against their law. And suddenly, there's a man with dropsy. Now, you know the Pharisees. They wouldn't invite this guy. They don't invite the poor or the weak or the enfeebled. No, this is a party for them. This guy gets in as a ringer. He's here to test Jesus. Bring in this beggar over here. Let's see what Jesus will do. Will he heal this guy on the Sabbath? Oh, that's against the law. You can't do that. And so Jesus does exactly as they would expect. They know him. He has a habit of showing mercy. And even on the Sabbath day, Jesus takes this man and heals him and sends him away. Is it lawful to do? The Pharisees respond by saying nothing. They have no idea if this is lawful or not. Of course, it's against their law, not against the Bible or God's law, to have mercy on someone. And no doubt these Pharisees do exactly as Jesus says. If you've got a son or an ox and he falls in a well, wouldn't you pull him out? Of course. Even on the Sabbath day? Of course. How much more should God work to seek and save sinners on the Sabbath day? The Pharisees, their priorities were all wrong. They were waiting to trap Jesus. They were living in the law. They wanted to see good news. They wanted to see gospel only to condemn God for being merciful and gracious. They thought God should not have mercy, that God should be a God of vindictiveness, punishing sinners to the third and fourth generation. Of course, God does that. But God also has mercy. They didn't think they needed mercy. They were good enough. They had done the right things. They had said the right things. They were better than, well, this guy with dropsy at least. The law for them was a checklist. They went around checking off all the good things that they had done. Had a party for all my friends? Got that done. Didn't do too much work on the Sabbath day? Got that done. That's not the way the law is meant to be used. The law is not some checklist to keep track of what good we've done. Instead, the law shows us our sin. The law points back to you, showing you your sin. That you have not feared, loved, and trusted God above all things. You have not honored his name or his day. That you have not loved your neighbor as yourself. Just like these Pharisees, we're always seeking our own good. Throw a party, and who do you invite? Do you help your neighbor, or let him live in sin? Indeed, sinful through and through were those Pharisees and us. Using the law rightly, we see our sins before us. It's a mirror, isn't it? Reflecting exactly who we are. We are sinful before God. Jesus gives the Pharisees instructions of how to live. When you have a party, invite those who can't repay you. Well, yes. It's at the lowest place. When the host comes, maybe he'll say, move up higher. Well, yes. But these are not instructions for us. Where people get confused in this text, thinking that if we only do these things, if we only put other people before us, if we only humble ourselves, then we'll be good enough. These really aren't instructions for you. Rather, Jesus is showing you who he is. He is God, the all-powerful God, who comes among sinners. If anyone should take the place of authority and power, it is him. What place does he take? The lowest. The cross. He takes up the sins of every sinner. He takes up your sins and goes to that lowest place for you. There at that cross, Jesus suffers your fate. He dies your death under the law. And would you elevate him? Would you tell him to come up higher to a better place? Of course not. We relegate Jesus to some back place in our life. Jesus has a banquet, and he invites all of those who can't repay. And who are those? Well, it's you. You're the one that can't repay. What could you ever do for God that God couldn't do better for himself? What could you ever give to God that God couldn't give to himself? You're the one that can't repay. Jesus invites you. Come and receive the fruits of his death. He's made himself the lowest of the low for you, and he has invited you, a sinner, to come and receive what he has done. So repent and receive. Jesus gives you himself for the forgiveness of your sins. What a blessing indeed that is, to receive Jesus Christ through word and sacrament. It's the glory of God to conceal and hide things. He hides himself in flesh. He hides himself in mercy at the cross, that you would look carefully and watch him carefully and expect him to be gracious to you and give you mercy. He conceals himself and hides himself in the water of baptism, in simple bread and wine and word, that you would watch him as carefully as those Pharisees did and expect him to show mercy to you, a sinner. It is Jesus who took the place of the lowest of the low. It is Jesus who invites you to the banquet. It is Jesus who heals you of your sin. It is Jesus who gives you everything, every first article blessing. And even more, He gives you a share in the resurrection of the just. While you have done nothing to deserve it, Jesus gives. In his name, amen.